the head coach of the Beavers, joining us now down at the tunnel, Coach Scanlon. Jim, Jacqueline Casa told us in the first intermission exactly what I was thinking. The your team goes up 1-0, and then Lindenwood strikes with 3 goals. Your team got a little comfortable out there, maybe thought that they had control of the game a little bit too soon. What are your thoughts on that first period?
Disappointing is the best way to put it. I just thought we were real sloppy defensively. Just defensive awareness wasn't where it needs to be, obviously. Part of it is it's early in the season, but that's a real good point by Jack. We scored that first goal, and then they get one, and we don't make a real good play, and they get capitalized on a 2-on-1. And then we kind of have a lull and just make some poor choice, just like you said, defensive awareness. And now you're down 3-1. So, but I thought from that point, certainly gave ourselves a chance. Proud of the way we came out in second and really took the play to them and established some puck pressure and forced some turnovers. Other than some really good goaltending on their part and missing the net on our part, who knows what the score could have been, because we definitely had some chances. And same thing in the third. We got that one late, but too late.
Coach, seems like there was many shots blocked, and your passes didn't seem like they were connecting as well as they have in the past. What was the struggle offensively?
Well, no question. They were. I don't want to use the word packing it in, but they'd bring all five and they'd sell out and they'd get in shot lanes, and that's credit to them. They were obviously protecting that lead, so. You just got to find ways to get pucks past them, whether it's you moving your feet or you're moving the puck and you got to move a little quicker. As far as the sharpness, that's going to come. The more you play, the more you practice.
You get that second goal from Kiki Radke. It just shows her strength of how fast she is out there on the ice. And again, it's nice to see your power play unit actually had some great shots on net in that first power play that they had, and then of course that one Kiki finally got a goal past their goaltender there at 16:35, but a little too late for your team, wasn't it?
Well, it turned out that way. Yeah, again, Kiki's she wants to shoot the puck more, and that's when you put the puck in the net, it's a good feeling. So, but again, we had a a couple power plays before that, we just couldn't generate. We got some good looks, but their goalie came up with some stops, and we'd miss the net, or their shots get blocked.
What do you guys need to do differently tomorrow to get a win out of this weekend?
Well, I say we gotta have short memories. You gotta each player can take a look at their own game and do a self reflection. But this one's done, and we got to come back tomorrow. We got an opportunity tomorrow to get right back out here. But I told them the key is we got to play full 60. You can't play parts of a period against anybody, and you got to come out and play the full 60.
Coach, thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, thank you.